you turned off the stove, right? However, the kitchen burned down in your apartment.
Judge Judy. You are about to enter the courtroom of Judge Judith Scheindlin. The people are real. The cases are real. The rulings are final. This is Judge Judy. Cyan Odee is suing her son's ex-girlfriend, Kiata Riley, for accidentally setting her kitchen on fire.
Order. All rise. It's case number 175 on the calendar in the matter of Odee versus Riley. Parties have been sworn in. You may be seated.
Okay. So you're the ex-girlfriend of her son.
Yes.
And you were staying in her house?
Yes.
And you were staying in her house with her son?
Yes.
Where was she?
At work.
Was she also staying in her own house?
Yes.
You weren't at work?
No.
What time do you work?
I wasn't working.
And the boyfriend, was he at work?
Yep.
Yes is the answer.
Yes.
Where does he work?
He was working at Walmart.
And what do you do?
Sit at the house.
Stayed at the house and did what?
Waited for him to get off work.
Well, what did you do during the day while you waited for him to get off from work?
Did nothing. I sat at home.
Okay, so you did nothing.
Nah.
Now, while you were doing nothing at home, you got hungry. You decided to cook something up for yourself on the stove. Either you called your boyfriend or he called you. Which one was it?
He called me during his break.
Do you remember what time that was?
No, it was like later on in the evening.
In the evening?
Yes.
8 o'clock, 9 o'clock, 11 o'clock?
No, I think it was, between 8 and 9.
Do you remember what you decided to cook for yourself?
Yeah, I was just making some fries.
How do you make fries? I don't know. I'm a television personality. I don't cook French fries. How do you make fries?
Well, last time I checked, you put it in some grease.
No, not last time you checked. How were you making your fries when you were having a conversation with your boyfriend and you wanted some fries? How did you make fries? I know how they make fries in McDonald's. I've watched them. I want to know how you make the fries.
In the grease on the stove.
So you heat up grease on the stove?
Yeah.
And then you peel potatoes and you cut them up and you put them in, right?
Yeah.
You try to get the water off them so it doesn't splatter all over the place. Now, had you reached the point where you had put the potatoes in the grease on the stove when
yes.
you were having this conversation?
Yes.
So the potatoes were actually cooking?
Yes.
Now, what were you having an argument with the boyfriend about?
Something stupid, because he's just, he's a mama's boy. He wants me to do everything like his mama.
So now you're having this big argument. You don't remember what it was about, except that he wanted you to do things like his mother, maybe like working.
No.
And then in order to relieve yourself, you decided to go out. And according to you, you clearly remember, as I'm sitting here today, that you turned off the stove, right?
Yes.
However, the kitchen burned down in your apartment. And the landlord came after you for the money, for the damages to the kitchen. Miss Riley, who was working for whom now?
Nobody.
What?
Nobody.
Nobody. Well, you're consistent. I can say that for you.
Got to be something.
Well, you are consistent. 2011, 2013, you're on a roll.
Yeah.
How much have you paid for the damage to the kitchen?
I actually paid it off.
Can I see it, please?
Here goes my receipts of me paying it off, my payments that I made, and her two payments. I ended up getting evicted in 2012 because it wasn't paid for.
This isn't helping me at all. This document indicates what it is that Orange Village, the housing complex, says that you owe them for the fire damage that was caused to the apartment. And there is no question that she is responsible for the fire damage in the apartment.
Yes, ma'am.
Because despite the fact she was convinced that she turned the stove off, she didn't. So now I want some verification that you paid Orange Village Apartments what the damage was as a result of the fire, not your past due rent and the balance
due from
the fire.
There is also in there is the last two payments.
Listen to me.
I don't want to pay the copy of my check.
Get me a statement from Orange Village Apartments as to what the fire damage was, and that they've been fully compensated by you for the fire damage and in what amount. That's very simple. This doesn't give me what I need. Do you understand?
Yes, ma'am.
You have 10 minutes to get it. That's why we have fax machines.
You are at 7 o'clock there.
I know. I've got your whole story. Oh. First of all, I am two things. I don't believe that the fire damage was over $5,000 because Orange Village says it wasn't over $5,000. Orange Village says that it was $3,480. It was for a stove, a hood range, cabinet, a second cabinet, a double door ice maker, and labor, supplies included. That total, despite the fact that somebody wrote down here $4,762, all that adds up to $3,480, which means that you also owe them rent, which she is not responsible for. But let me read the last line. The reason that, you know, I think that you both need a little crash course in truth is, not only am I out almost $5,000, but I also had to leave my life behind because I was evicted. Well, you were evicted because of the fire damage and because you failed to pay rent. You left that out.
No.
So this is what we're going to do. When the court receives a direct statement that I'm satisfied with from Orange Village Apartments, that you have satisfactorily paid off the fire damage portion of what you owe them, just the fire damage, not your rent, because she's not responsible for that, I will enter a judgment against her in the amount of the fire damage. If, in fact, you have not paid anything towards the fire damage to the apartment, we will enter a judgment against her with a check to be made payable to Orange Village. Do you understand?
Yes, ma'am.
Any questions?
No, ma'am.
Perfect. Adios, arrivederci, sayonara, have a great day.
Parties are excused, you may step out.
Because I was paying for the fire that I could not pay my rent.
That's not my issue. My name wasn't on the lease, that's not my issue or my concern.
It's totally all the way 100% her fault.
I wasn't working at the time.
And she know it. She, you know, being an adult.
Oh, you know, I was doing whatever I could, but she kept getting on my nerves. Like, I even had to resort to selling T-shirts for my uncle.
Luckily, nobody was hurt, you know, but still.
I mean, I even had to do that.
Yeah, it was terrifying.
And now, the next case.
All parties in a matter of Arnold versus Price. Step forward.
Christine Arnold is suing her neighbor, Corey Price, for damaging trees on her property when he intentionally burned his own lawn.
Mrs. Arnold, you and the defendant are neighbors.
Yes.
How long have you been neighbors?
I've been there ever since 2004.
And Mr. Price, how long have you been in your home?
11 years.
Okay, so you're both long-term neighbors.
No, that's not correct.
Yeah. Years. You've been neighbors for years.
Yes.
Not that many, though. I've been there 11. She's been there about 5 or 6.
That would be years with an S.
Yes, just not that many.
This is not going to go well for you, Mr. Price. It wasn't going to go well for you before. It is definitely not going to go well for you now. This is the case. Very simple. Miss Arnold has a whole bunch of trees. According to you, you were burning your lawn so that it could grow up healthier. And it's a practice that's used regularly where you live. You were burning off the underbrush of your lawn so it would come back green and beautiful. According to Miss Arnold, you severely damaged her trees with the fire. You don't deny that your fire, the fire that you set, caused damage to her trees. What you do say is it just scorched them a little. You see why it's not going well for you? Now, you have a picture of your scorched trees?
Yes, I do.
I'd like to take a look at them. Prior to these scorched trees, had you ever had any difficulty with Mr. Price?
Yes, I have.
What kind of difficulty?
He was cutting his grass all the way to my driveway, and I asked him several times not to do that, but he continued to do so anyway. So I decided, okay, I'll plant me a border there. And he opposed me planting a border of trees on my own property.
You mean these trees?
Yes.
Okay, so the original trouble between you and Mr. Price was these trees.
Well, the original problem, I think, was the fact that he was mowing his grass all the way to my driveway. And then later, I planted the trees there as a border.
So to show him that this was your property.
My property.
Okay. So is this your tree?
That's mine.
This is your tree?
Yes.
So you also burned your tree?
Yes.
When you burned your grass? Mm-hmm. You got to be more careful, sir.
Judge Judy continues in a moment.
My neighbor said, I'm not going to do that. You know what I did? I put a fence in the middle of his lawn.
And you put it on his side?
No, I put it on my side. I said, I don't want to do that to you. Just sign over that you'll never say that this property belongs to you. He said, I'm not going to do that.
Real cases, real people. Judge Judy. Christine Arnold says, neighbor Corey Price damaged trees on her property when he intentionally burned his lawn. Corey is countersuing for harassment.
She's got scorched trees. You don't deny in your answer that the trees were scorched by the fire that you set.
Right. I got some evidence right here. I got a piece of the tree.
And?
I want to show it to you. The tree was scorched a little, but it didn't kill the tree.
Doesn't have to kill it.
Right, but I'm just making the point.
She doesn't have to look at scorched trees.
Ma'am?
She doesn't have to look at scorched trees.
You're right,
but... If what you're saying to me, sir, is let me try to understand and get there quickly because I think it's sushi for lunch today. What you're saying is if she cut off the bad stuff and let the tree grow back, next year or so, the tree will start to fill in.
Yes, that's
Is that what you're saying?
Yes.
She doesn't have to look at dead trees for a year or 2 years while they grow back as a result of your negligence. That's the law. It's simple. You have to be more careful if you just decide to burn out your lawn so that your lawn will come up greener. That's why you say you burned your lawn.
Yes.
So I want you to try to follow this.
Okay.
The reason you burned your lawn is that you didn't want to look at scraggly lawn. You wanted it to come back healthy. That's what you say in your papers. She doesn't want to look at scraggly trees, just like you don't want to look at a scraggly lawn. She has a right to say, I want my trees green like they were. So you have to replace them, not wait for them to get better.
No, I'm not going to replace trees that's not dead. They just got a little heated.
Oh, you're going to replace them. You have an estimate for the trees, please?
Yes, I do.
I'd like to see the estimate for the trees. Well, you're only suing him for $1,000, and this says it's going to cost you $2,000 for the trees. Okay, these trees are going to cost you $1,000 to replace. That's what you're suing him for. That's what you got on your complaint. Now you have a counterclaim.
Yeah.
Your counterclaim is for harassment,
yes,
right?
Ma'am. Yes, ma'am.
Well, tell me how she harassed you.
When she first moved in the neighborhood as my neighbor, me and her yard sort of joins together. I was cutting my grass all the way over to her driveway. I was doing that. I spoke with Miss Arnold in the very beginning, and I thought she was a great neighbor at the time. And she verbally told me that was okay to do that. So as a good, it was just a gesture that I would cut the grass all the way to her driveway.
So?
And she was perfectly fine with that.
Got it. I heard you the first time.
Now, at some point, she spoke about putting some trees up. It wasn't to block me or shut us out at that time.
So?
But it was just to beautify the yards.
So?
So she wanted to chip in and go in half, I guess, with the trees. At the time, I wasn't situated where I could do that.
So?
So she went and took the initiative, I guess, to do it herself.
And?
And just before that, though, when she had got onto my son about cutting the grass after this little confrontation.
That's not harassment.
It's harassing my son.
Nah, it's not harassment.
I believe it is. But anyway,
well,
back to the trees. Okay.
We're finished with the trees. The trees are finished. You owe $1,000 for the trees.
Well, let me finish my case. Now, give me my moment, okay?
Sushi lunch.
Okay, but I'm going to eat too, but let me present this.
Judge Judy continues in a moment.
No, I don't got a story. I got some facts.
I want you to pay attention, listening ears.
I'm going to listen, but
listen.
I want to be listening. I want you to listen to me at some point, too.
I heard you, listening ears. Do you understand?
I hear you, but that's...
I want you...
Okay, go ahead.
Listening ears.
Go ahead.
Real cases, real people. Judge Judy. Christine Arnold says neighbor Corey Price damaged trees on her property when he intentionally burned his lawn. Corey is countersuing for harassment.
Go ahead.
When she planted those trees, she failed to realize that when she planted the trees, she put the trees on my property line. She's about a foot over on my property line.
You have the surveyors?
Yes, I do.
You have surveyors?
I have the original plat for the land, and she has a survey, And her survey, when he come out, he happened to, I guess his calculations was a little off the mark. He calculated 5 foot over than where the original.
Well, I don't know that, sir, unless you have an expert. You have an expert here?
I got the paperwork from the expert.
You have a survey. I don't know whose property those trees are on.
Well, that's what we're here to try to find out, too.
No, not at all, sir. Actually, not at
that's
all.
That's part of what I want to prove, because if she can't go around planting trees on everybody's lawn.
Nowhere in your answer, sir, do you say that the trees are on your property. Nowhere.
Well, I'm sitting here saying
no.
It today.
Well, you can't.
Why not?
Because she has to be served with notice. Sir, that your defense, which you served her with, was that you scorched them but just a little. Now you say you had a right to scorch them because they were on your property and therefore your trees. That's
no,
a whole
I didn't
different
say I had a right to
that's
scorch
a whole different theory.
I don't have a right to scorch no trees, but the point I'm making, she's making a big fuss about the trees, so I'm gonna make a big fuss about she planting them on my property line.
Well,
right now.
Let me tell you this, sir. Everybody has a story about a neighbor.
No, I don't got a story. I got some
I
facts.
I want you to pay attention, listening ears.
I'm going to listen, but
listen.
I want to be listening. I want you to listen to me at some
you.
Point, too.
I heard you, listening ears.
Okay.
If you do something on someone else's property, like mowing their lawn, that's fine if they agree with it. Because there is, in most jurisdictions in this country, something called owning property. We call it in the law by adverse possession. That means that if over a long period of time you exercise control over her lawn, there is a legal theory that says you can claim that property as your own. Do you understand?
I hear you, but that's...
I want you...
Okay, go ahead.
Listening ears.
Go ahead.
Judge Judy continues in a moment. Have you been cheated? Go to judgejudy.com. Like us on Facebook and follow us on Twitter.
Now, if you, as a landowner and who has property that's contiguous to hers, exercises control over a piece of her property so that everybody thinks that that property is yours, 10 years from now, you can say, that's not her property. That's my property. I've been taking care of that property. I've been seeding it and mowing it. Everybody knows it's my property. The deed may say that it's her property, but I now own that property by adverse possession. Do you understand? You know why I'm so smart with regard to this, even though I'm a family court judge? I'm going to tell you why. Because I had a neighbor. Have a neighbor, as a matter of fact.
I hope
who had my piece of property. And all I said to him was, you know, you can mow it and take care of it. All I want you to do is sign a piece of paper saying you'll never claim that this property is yours because you know it's mine. My neighbor said, I'm not going to do that. You know what I did? I put a fence in the middle of his lawn.
And you put it on his side?
No, I put it on my side.
Oh, okay.
But it looks like it's in the middle of his lawn. I said, I don't want to do that to you. Just sign over that you'll never say that this property belongs to you because you really know it's mine. He said, I'm not going to do that. What you're supposed to try to be is a good neighbor.
I did.
Both of you. And when you cause damage to somebody else's property, she paid the money for the trees, Mr. Price. You can't do anything that damages her property without compensating her for it. Judgment for the plaintiff
hold
in the
on,
amount of
$1,000.
No, you hold on. It's lunchtime.
Are you going to come back for lunch?
Please excuse. You may step out.
Judge Judy continues in a moment. And on the next Judge Judy.
You know, you just can't go around damaging other people's property.
Well, she made a real big deal out of a situation that really it wasn't that big of a deal.
You don't even talk to him about it.
So the trees are basically fixing themselves.
He needs to stop that because he could have burned down my entire house.
If you look at the trees now, they're greening back up as we speak.
I thought he was a good neighbor, but then when I saw he didn't want to listen to the fact that I didn't want him cutting my grass.
And I'm going to keep cutting my grass where I've been cutting it all the last 11 years.
All the way to the driveway, he gets an attitude and stops speaking to me.
I don't care. She never talked to me again.
So I'm saying, well, hey, that's okay.
She hadn't talked in 5 years, so she can keep on not talking. I don't care.